our national anthem performed before the second game of our doubleheader by the Great Bend Pep Band. It's time now for starting lineups. So we got the lights out again with the spotlights above the scoreboard out on here as we get ready for our starting lineups. And they are brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life. So you will have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. The Great Bend lineup, 10th ranked team in 5A at 3-1. Coached by Kyle Crean, year number 4 at 38-32, 6'6 season overall with a 66-66 overall record. Ben Nicholson, 6'6 senior, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Cooper O'Malley, 6 foot sophomore, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Isaiah Reed, 6'1 senior, 3 points a game. Jackson Minton, 5'11 junior. QB1 for Great Bend at 9 points and 3 rebounds. And the best player in the state of Kansas, the number one ranked team, or number one tight end, at Ian Premer, a 6'6 junior at 22-10. For Emporia High, 3-1 on the season. Coached by Lee Baldwin, year number 3 at 31-15, 177-78 overall. Harry Trilk, 5'11 sophomore, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Nolan Jacob, he loves his Jayhawks, 6'2 senior, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Madden Siles, 6'4 senior, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Ryland Crowell, 5'10 junior, 12 points, 3 rebounds. And Kobe Franklin, 6'1 senior, 9 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. As we get ready to go, it's the Emporia High and the Blacks, red lettering red trim, Spartans across the chest. Great Bend and White's red lettering red trim with Panthers across the chest. They got Jordan uniforms. We're getting ready to go here from Great Bend. I want to thank John Northford for riding transportation out here to Great Bend. If you're on the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John Northford. Great deal, better, West Highway 50. Once again, Emporia High, Trump, Jacob, Seidel, Crowell, and Franklin. For Great Bend, it's Nicholson, Omot, Reed, Minton, Premer. And Steve Webster told me this team has struggled from three, Madden South. Friendly handshake to Premer. That's two tight ends. Madden playing tight end the last couple of years for Caden Glensman. All right, Emporia High moving from right to left, from left to right. Move to my right. It'll be left to right for Great Bend. Premer and Seidel in the center circle. Big boy matchup. Tap is controlled by Great Bend. And here comes Crowley to the cup. Lay it up with a left side in. He won the tap and took it to the cup and laid it in. Ryland Crowley gets Emporia High on the board. 2-0. Big boy play there from Emporia High. Start the game. And a foul on Kobe Franklin. They're going to get a block on Kobe. His first. Team foul number one. And Kobe going to hear it from the Great Benson section across the way. Kobe got to still learn about Kansas officials. Coming in from Texas. Jackson Minton inbound right here in front of me. Inbounds up top. Omot swinging over to Minton. Here left wing. Harry's on him. Up top Reed. Reed right-handed dribble, hands it off to Omot. Omot looking to attack, lost the handle. It's stolen by Crowell. Here comes Emporia High. Harry Trump to reset. 30 seconds then. Spartans up 2-0 in this big boy matchup here from Great Bend. Kobe Franklin now, Ryland Crowell here near the corner. Up top, Kobe Franklin swings over Harry Trump. Left wing, he's directing traffic. Madden style screen. 3-1-2-2 look for Great Bend defensively. Up top, Franklin. No shot clock in this game. Franklin looking to attack. Lost a handle. Out of bounds. It's staying with Emporia High. Staying with Emporia High. 7:08 to play first quarter. 2-0 in favor of the black and red. Nolan Jacob to inbound. Nolan to inbound. Nolan inbounds up front to Kobe Franklin. Spartans will reset, leading 2-0. Kobe Franklin near wing. Up top. Nolan, 17-footer straight away. He switched it home! Nolan Jacob, big boy play there. He's got his first basket. Spartans up 4-0. We're a minute in. Nolan's played really good basketball lately. He's going to be against Premer all night. Isaiah Reed at the top of the key. Madden's on him as they switch. They got two 6'6 guys out there, Premer and Nicholson. Nicholson in the lane. Floater on the way. No. Rebound loose. It's picked up by Nolan. Here comes Emporia High. Emporia High looking to go work. Crowd of the cup. He laid it in. He laid it in. He laid it in. Crowd with four. 6-0 Spartans. 90 seconds in. Oh, boy. I love the black and red start here from Great Bend. Isaiah Reed at the top. Emporia High getting to the bucket. Reed, top of the key, wide open. And it's a brick. Got his own rebound. He missed the stick back. Rebound Seidel. Here come the Spartans. Crowd in the cup floater. It crawled off on him. Rebound Premer. Here comes Great Bend. Premer looking to go to work against Nolan. Nicholson, now Omok. Now in the far corner, here's Omok for three, right wing, in and out. Rebound, out of bounds, going to Emporia High. Oh, my, intense basketball here. As Chase Harrington checks in for the first time, 6'3 junior Mountainside will take a seat. Well, Emporia High leading 6-0, 5:53 to go as Seidel comes out for Harrington. Next Emporia High sub will be Maddox Shively. Kobe Franklin here near wing, now Nolan in the, Nolan lost it, stolen by Premer. Here comes Premer, the cup, laid it in left side. Well, Premer's going to get his points. Premer ends a 6-0 run, it's 6-2 Emporia High, 2.5 in. Rylan Crowell feeds in to Kobe. Kobe, jumper from 10, it's short, rebound tapped, and it's picked up by, guess who, Ian Premer. Jackson Minton brings up the floor here near side. Energy in this building. Premer at the top. Nolan's on him. Nolan loves his Jayhawks as Emporia High in a 3-2. I got to get the crowd mic going. Premer at the top. Swing it over to Minton. Harry's on him and a foul. Foul on Nolan. His first, team foul number two. Max Shively in, 5'7 junior. Kobe Franklin comes out. Here comes the spark off the bench. Ox. That's what they call him. Makes the honey during the offseason. Omot. Right side full court. Emporia High leading 6-2. 4:52 to play. In the read. They're going to get an offensive foul. Yes! Chase Harrington's going to charge. Good job, Chase! They're going to get Omok with the offensive foul. His first, team foul number one on Great Bend. 6-2 Spartans. 4:48 to play here in the first. Emporia High has led by as many as six. They're looking to get it more. On this end of the floor, Harry Trug, left wing. Up top, Chase Harrington. Lob it in, too much use. But a foul! A foul! A foul from behind on Omok. That's number two on him. Team foul number two. And Kyle Cree not going to the bench yet. Harry Trump inbound to Shively, right wing. Trump, right corner, a three. It's short. Up for that rebound is Ben Nicholson for Great Bend. Here's a trap. Minton looking in. Omok layup right side. Good. Too easy there for Great Bend. Omok picked up two quick fouls. Just answered with a bucket from the right side. 6-4, Great Emporia High. 4:11 to play here, first quarter from Great Bend. Harry Truck, far corner. Harry gets up, Rylan Crowell at the top. Swinging over to Shively. First sub coming off the bench here in a moment. It's Jackson Wandra for Great Bend. Nolan Jacob lobbing in to Harry. Harry in the lane. Harry needs some help. Harry needs some help. Harry needs some help. And they get three inside on Harry. Turnover on Emporia High. As Ethan Summers, a 5'9 junior, in. I didn't have him. Well, I need to add him to the iPad. Well, 6'4 Emporia High. As a steal by Shively. Shively with a steal. Shively. The chase. Chase shot fake. Puts it up. Missed it. Missed it from point blank. Rebound picked up by Great Bend. Here's a three by Summers. It's in. And a 7-0 Great Bend run.
Number one.
Summers gives Great Bend a 7-6 lead. And now, what do we got?
Substitution for Emporia. Number 21. Matt Seidel.
As Seidel back in.
Kobe Franklin.
as Kobe Franklin back in for Emporia High. Crowell and Harrington are out. I get all those adjustments in. 7-6 Great Bend on a 7-0 run. Here's Franklin at the left elbow in the side. Side lost the handle, gets it to Nolan. Nolan in the far corner into Madden. Madden dishes it off to Kobe. He lays it up from the right side from Madden. Seidel. Kobe Franklin's in the book. Emporia High back up front. 8-7. 3:08 to play here in the first. Daxton Minton with it against Shively. Minton at the free throw line. Spins. Turnaround jumper. Short. Got his own rebound though. Put back. No. Rebound. Premer. Put back. Yes. And the foul. Yes. And the foul. Premer. Gonna get his bucket. He's going to get his points all night. He's got four, looking for five.
Foul on number one, Harrison Trell.
Foul on Harry.
Emporia's 13 foul. Shooting one for the Panthers, Ian Premer.
As Premer with the and one. Foul on Troke, his first. Team foul number three on Emporia High. Premer's free throw is in. That gives Great Bend a 10-9 advantage with Premer with five. 10-8, Great Bend with their largest lead now. At 2:52 to play here in the first. Kobe Franklin in the near corner to Shively. Kobe back with it. Look, here's a Nolan screen. Jacob with the screen. Harry Troke looking to direct traffic to Shively near corner. Into Nolan. Nolan in at the low post. Out to Franklin. Kobe going to work. Floater on the way. Count it! No, they waved it off. And the Spartans wanted it to drop. Foul on Great Bend. Put it on the board. Foul on Premer. Get him in foul trouble. His first. Team foul number three. Emporia High with the ball down two. Into Kobe. He got fouled. And he lost it. Has stolen. Stolen away there by Great Bend. The steal by Shively. Here comes Emporia High. Franklin lost the handle. It's stolen there by Minton. Here comes Great Bend leading 10-8. Minton to the cup. No offensive foul call. It's Shively. Or Seidel drawing the charge, a second charge against the Great Bend Panthers. And Minton just picked up his first team foul number four. As Reed back in for Great Bend, Minton will sit down. Physical basketball here at Great Bend. 10-8, Great Bend, 2:08 to play first quarter. Harry Troke gets it over to Kobe Franklin near far side. Don't necessarily need a three. Madden. Now back to Franklin at the top. Kobe going to work. Layup. Count it. Nope. They're going to get a foul on the floor. Blocking foul. The Great Bend faithful don't love it.
Foul is on Nicholson.
That's his first. Team foul number five on Great Bend. Free throws for Emporia High to final 1:55. Crowell back in for Shively. Shively, big boy minutes there. Kobe Franklin in the line for two free throws. Kobe on the season, 33%. He missed the front end. Oh, he hit it. They put it on the board, makes it 10-9. He's got three. The Spartan faithful here to my left are in it. Second one on the way. Tie game. Franklin with four. We're tied at 10. 1:54 to play here in the first. A big game here before break for the black and red. Here is Ian Premer. Premer looking to go work against Nolan. Premer out to Nicholson. Right wing, a three. Too hard. Rebound tap. Nicholson got it back, though. But Emporia High got it. It's stolen. Here's a left. Good by Kobe. Good from Kobe from the left side. He's got six. Spartans back on top. 12, 10, 90 seconds to play. Opening quarter. Oh, my big boy game. You knew it was coming. Nicholson here in the near corner. Crowell's on him. Nicholson. Floater blocked. Nicholson missed it. Rebound. Seidel. Here come the Spartans. Leading by Deuce. Jacob. Harry. Left wing. Harry. Free throw line jumper. It's in. Harry, his first basket. 14-10. Black and red. Kyle Cree. What's time? It is 14-10, black and red, 59.7 to play opening quarter, 30-second timeout, we're keeping right here. Harry, a big boy shot there, giving the black and red as a timeout called by Great Bend.
This gym is very electric here with a black and red lead, 14-10, with just under a minute to play in quarter number one. Josh Rio came in. Josh, 6'2 senior. So it's Trelk, Rios, Crowell, Seidel, and Franklin for Emporia High as Nolan Jacob came out. Great Bend with a ball down four. Summers right wing against Harry. Now the Premier who's on Josh. You know Josh going to try to draw the charge all night. Omak with it against Crowell. Omak playing with two. Out to Minton at the top of the key. Kobe Franklin's on him. Here's a Premier screen. Minton looking to attack. Out to Reed. Right baseline. Spins. Lost the handle for the foul. Foul called. And they're going to say it was a shooting foul. Foul is on Franklin. That's number two on Kobe. And it's a two-shot foul for Isaiah Reed. He's one of two on the season. First one for Reed is good. Shively back in for Franklin.
And for the Panthers, Ben Nicholson.
Has Ben Nicholson in for Omar. First one was good for Reed, his first point. Get everyone adjusted into the iPad. One more for Reed, second one away, nothing but net. His first 2 points. 14-12 Emporia High, 32 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. And Emporia High gonna try to go for the final shot in quarter number one. Harry Trelk in the front court. Harry looking to go to work. Defensive champ by the Great Bend faithful here, trying to defend the home floor. Got a score from Ben D'Andrea, but I can't get it right now. Harry looking to attack right side with five. Harry, right elbow. Harry got it stripped. Stolen by Minton and a foul on. And the clock expires. And Premier saying shooting foul. Minton stole it from Harry. What do we got? They're going to talk this over. They're going to get a foul on Shively. His first.
Foul is on number three.
Team foul number five.
Shooting two for the Panthers.
And it's going to be two free throws here at the end of the quarter. So no time is on the timer. So Daxton Minton will shoot two free throws here. They put half of a second on the timer. First one for Minton is good. UB one for Great Bend. His first point, 40% free throw shooter. Harrington will come in for Shively. One more for Minton to try to tie the game at 14. Too strong. Rebound chase. That's going to do it for the first. Spartans with a one-point advantage. They had a 14-13 lead after one against Hayden, and they have a 14-13 lead after one here at Great Bend. We're back in a minute. This is Emporia High Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, visit flinthillsmall.com. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop, online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High, as we enter the second quarter. Emporia High sends their starting five out of Trope, Jacob, Seidel, Crowell, Franklin. Great Bend will send out Nicholson, Minton, Omak, Reed, and Premier. Great Bend with the basketball. Trailing by one, Nicholson. Now the Premier swinging around here near sides, Minton against Harry. No shot clock being used here tonight, even though Great Bend will use it. Here's a wide open three from Reed. Too strong. Go up for that rebound. It is Kobe Franklin with the board. Emporia High leading by one, 14-13. Just underway here in the second. Ryland Crowell left baseline. Ryland looking for some help. This shot to a cutting. Franklin got rejected by Premer. Here comes Great Bend. Omar, far corner. Moving from right to left. Skip pass. Nicholson near wing. Al Minton, right wing. Lobbing it in to Premer. Premer triple team. Nicholson wide open left wing of three. It's short. Rebound Crowell. Backside rebound for Ryland. Emporia High leading 14-13. 7:09 to play in quarter number two. Kobe Franklin with it here near wing. Moving from left to right. Harry tab to key. Wants a three. Missed it. He got fouled. No called. Rebound Nicholson. Emporia High gets back. Nicholson swings to the Minton far wing. Harry's right in his grill. Harry looking to defend against Minton. Minton walk. Minton puts a crazy shot up. No. Rebound Premer. Premer wants a three from the corner. It's off. Rebound Seidel. Well, I got to get Minton back into the iPad. As Premer missed a three. Seidel with the rebound. And poor eye with it. Madden at the top. Don't take the three. Madden, you know, Coach, your grandpa, Coach Jesse Nelson, on the staff at Emporia High, got to take it when it's best. Ryland, now Madden at the top. He's going to take the three. He hit it! Ryland Crowell, the assist! Big boy shot from Madden. That's a John Newland three. John Newland with Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Emporia. Remember, SIPC, Spartans up four. Premer almost lost it. Premer got tied up. It's Spartan. It's on the arrow. No, they get a reach in on Ryland. Oh, Ryland trying to go in for the tie-up. It's called with his first team foul number one. The quarter number two. As Chase Harrington back in for Emporia High. Seidel will sit down. Seidel, big boy three there. His parents love it here to the left of me. Grandpa probably loves it on the bench. 5:54 to play here in the first half. Spartans up four, tying their largest lead of the game. Daxton Minton swinging over to Omak. Bounce pass to Premer inside the arc, right side. Nolan Jacobs on him. You know, Nolan probably wants Premer to commit to KU to play football for Lance Leipold. Reed in the far corner. Now Minton with it. Harry's right on him. Lob it in. And Omak got picked for a second, got it back. And he lost it. Blocked, stolen by Harry. 2-on-1 Spartans. Harry floating on the way. Miss. Rebound Crowell. Put back good for Ryland. Ryland with a bucket. He's got six. Spartans lead by six. 19-13. 5:15 to play. Offensive foul call. Third charge against the Great Bend Panthers. And Nicholson. And that is Chase's second charge he's drawn tonight. And Omak just picked up his third. Team foul number two on, or team foul number one on Great Bend. Omak going to be on the bench a while. Now it's Wandra back in for Omak, who just picked up number three. 19-13, Emporia High, 5:01 to play, first half. Emporia High going to work here on the road. Franklin, right wing, up top, Harrington, swinging over to Harry Troak. Harry far side. Harry looking to go to work. Lobbing in to Nolan. Baseline. Out to Franklin. Franklin driving floater on the way from 13. Swish! Kobe Franklin with eight. Spartans going to work. Leading by eight. 21-13. 4:37 to play here in the first half. Number 10 in 5A on the ropes here in their own gym. Up top, Nicholson for three. Yes, he swished it. Wide open from the top. Ben Nicholson, a big three there, cuts it to five. 21-16, Emporia High. 4:18 to play, first half. Lobbing in to Ryland. Ryland in the paint. Ryland, turnaround jumper. It's off the glass and in for Ryland. Franklin, the assist. Crowell with eight. Spartans back up seven. 23-16. 4:03 to play, first half. Reed just inside the arc at the top. Reed needs some help to Minton. Minton at the right elbow. Needs some help. Gets it out to Nicholson, right wing. Nicholson up top, Reed to reset with 3:50 to play, first half. Spartans up seven, 23-16. Big boy game here on the road. Minton needs some help. Baseline right side. Lost it. Picked up by Nolan Jacob. Here comes Emporia High. Rutland Crowell to the cup. Left side floater. Missed it. Rebound chase. Put back. No. Rebound out of bounds. It's staying with Emporia High. As Summers back in for Great Bend, as Minton will sit down. Alec Premer in for Isaiah Reed. Premer, the younger brother of Ian, 5'11 freshman. Crowell and Franklin now, as Seidel back in along with Shively. 3:25 to play here in the first half. Spartans lead is 7. Kobe Franklin with it, right wing. Up top to Madden Seidel. Hit a big boy three a few moments ago. Franklin looking to go work right side out to Shively here in the near corner. Shively driving out to a wide open Trelk. Trelk dribbling it back out to Shively. Now up top to Kobe. Kobe with a pick out to Jacob far corner. Dish it into a cutting Shively who lost the handle. Franklin in the cup. Backdoor layup good for Kobe. Franklin with 10, his career high on Emporia High was 12 last week, and the Spartans lead it by 9. 25-16, 2:45 to play in the first half. Premer fouled from behind by Nolan. And the Great Bend faithful love that foul on Jacob, his second. Team foul number one on the black and red. Crowell back in for Emporia High. Franklin gets a breather. 2:42 to play first half, Spartans up 9. They lob it in to Premer at the line. Free throw line. Premer looking to go to work. Premer drawing direct traffic. Dish it off. And again, offensive foul on Nicholson, who bumped right in the mound and Seidel. Oh, my. The Great Bend faithful don't love it. And they called a turnover on Nicholson. So Emporia High still lead. They put a foul on the board. 25-16. Harry dishes off the side of the top of the key. Now Harry here in the near corner takes the three and it's missing. Off the end. Premer with the rebound for Great Bend. Here comes Great Bend. Premer to the cup left side. Blocked by Trump. Premer got it back and laid it in. Premer. Oh, Premer's going to get his bucket tonight. He's got 7-4. 7-point game right now, 25-18. 2 minutes of play here in the first half from Great Bend. Harry Trelk with the basketball. It is getting very interesting here at Great Bend. Rylan Crowell, right elbow. Rylan to the cup. Right side. Lay it in. And he got the nail off the glass. Rylan has 10. It is a 9-point game again at 27-18. Here's a three by Summers. Air ball. Rebound Seidel. And they're going to say out of bounds, though. They're going to say out of bounds. No, they called a foul on Emporia High. They put three.
Foul is on number three, Attic Shively.
That's a foul on Shively, his second. Team foul number three on Emporia High. And Jackson Wondra, 2-for-2 on the season from the charity stripe, hits the front end. His first point. Harrington and Rios back in. Trelk and Jacob will sit out. As Nicholson out for Great Bend. Minton back in. One more for Jackson Wondra. Second one. In and out and in. His first 2 points. Trelk quickly back in. Got a quick breather for Chase. No. And Madden's not into the ballgame. 27-20, Emporia High, 90 seconds of play here in the first half. Emporia High is led by as many as 9. You play some stall game here, leading by 7. Here's Harry Troke here near wing. Emporia High moving from left to right. No shot clock here, even though Great Bend has participated in the trial run. I know Matt Westerhouse was running, messing around with it in the JV game. Lobbing in the Josh low post left side to a cutting Crowell. He laid it in from the left side. Josh, he assists. Rylan's got 12 back to a 9-point advantage. 29-20. 52 seconds to play and a foul on Emporia High. And the whistles are going against the black and red. And they just got Shively for his third. Team foul number 4.
As Reed in for Premer, Alec Premer, Harrington back in for Shively, just picked up number three. Well, 52.4 to play here in the first half. Spartans up nine. Looking to get his defensive stand here. Right wing, it's Daxton Minton. Up top, Premer. Premer looking to go to work. Premer right side. Premer spins, left-handed dribble. Premer in the lane, 13-footer straight on. Missed it! Rebound stroke! Rebound won a foul, but they didn't get it. Emporia High can go up double digits here and maybe get some confidence going in the locker room. Seidel at the top of 25. Lee Baldwin telling his team, go get it. Go get it. You're up 9, 29-20. 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Reels with that left wing. Josh to Ryland Crown. Going at the 12 with 12. Driving it, Madden. Madden to the cup. Shot picking. Puts it up. He hit it. He hit it from 10 baseline. Madden with five. Here's Minton. And offensive foul called. No, they got chased with a block. At the free throw line with 3:10 left. Chase, it'll be his first personal foul, 15 foul. Minton's going to shoot two. Largest lead for the Spartans now at 31-20. 3:10 remaining in this first half. Daxton Minton will shoot two free throws. This is kind of a carbon copy of the end of the first quarter. Harrington's first. Free throw good from Minton. Good. He's got two. One more for him. They're going to clear. Great Minton going to clear the lane. All Spartans in the lane, here to my left. Minton trying to make it nine. Second one, good, hit them both. Minton with three, 31-21. Here's a three-quarter tee by Harry. It drew the front of the iron. Harry with some distance there. And that will do it for the first half. Spartans lead 31-22. Here at the break at Great Bend. Long Bryant Auto Plaza halftime show is next. Taylor Scott joins me in a moment. This is Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, and best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive at 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
1-22, Emporia High leading the 10th-ranked team in 5A here on the road. At the break, joined now by Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Taylor Scott. Coach, man, three quarters you're in this basketball game. And then Great Bend goes on that run to go up 10. The closest you could get was 6. But, again, a great opportunity for your bunch here on the road. And you got to feel like you took a step back in the right direction here tonight.
Yeah, that was definitely a really good game for us. So definitely a really good learning experience for us. We gave ourselves a chance there. It got away from us a little bit in the fourth quarter. But we were in it there till the end. And I'm proud of them and their effort tonight.
Well, Macy Davis, she kind of gave you a spark there in the first quarter. You got down 6-0, then she scored 6 consecutive points. I thought a lot of those, a couple of those jumpers were threes instead of twos, but Macy probably wants threes instead of twos. But Macy Davis, I felt like she grew up a little bit tonight.
She did. It was nice for her to be able to see that ball go on the basket. You know, she's a good player. She's got a nice shot, and yeah, I think she's been in her head a little bit. Like I said to you before, she's her own biggest critic, and so it was nice for her to be able to see the ball go in the basket tonight.
You were without Bailey Wilts tonight. you know, you're shorthanded, just one player, your leading scorer. But you gotta like what your group did here without your leading scorer.
Yeah, for sure. We obviously missed Bailey. She's a big presence for us on the court, both offensively and defensively. But I thought we had some kids step up tonight. I thought Ryan Howe played her best game of the season. You know, she got the start tonight, and she played some really, really important minutes for us. She got did the little things for us. She got boards. She was where she needed to be. She was just in the right spot at the right time, and she had a big game. I thought Kinsley Hines also did really great off the bench and played some important minutes for us too. And Audrey Cunningham came in and handled the ball a little bit for us with Jade, and we just overall, our bench tonight was really good again.
Well, now you've gone through the first five games, and about 3 weeks before you guys play Hayden again, and a lot of good things to work on heading into the holiday.
Yeah, it'll be nice to have, you know, several practices in a row where we don't have to focus on anyone specifically. We can just kind of worry about ourselves and get some shots up and focus on some little details.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate the time. Your team grew up again, and that's a positive sign for this program. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Talk to you in the new year.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dylan. Happy holidays.
That is Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Taylor Scott joining us here at halftime. Lady Spartans fall to Great Bend 31-21. We'll take a break. When we come back, I'll have halftime stats coming up. 31-22, Emporia High leading the 10th-ranked Great Bend Panthers. We're back in a moment. This is Spartan basketball.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, the savings are on right now with Red Tag holiday offers on new Chevy models. Get Red Tag savings on a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 RST Crew Cab 4x4 and save over $8,000 off MSRP. Or get a 2025 Chevy Trax Active with heated front seats, EvoTex interior, a heated steering wheel, black wheels, and more, all for under $26,000. Come in today to Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford Lincoln and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Feed your hunger, quench your thirst at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial. Repairs for your RV for over 25 years. The RV Dock.
KVOE, live and local.
Welcome back to Great Bend. As we might have a little delay here, they had a half-court shot attempt, and the participant is something might have happened, so we might be delayed a little bit here, but let's continue with the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show as Emporia High leading this basketball game 31-22. Big boy game here on the road, and the Spartans have delivered. They've led by as many as 11 in the first half. They outscored Great Bend 17-9 in quarter number two. Let's go over our game stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Great Bend, well, we knew Ian Bremer was going to get his points. 7 points and 4 rebounds for the top football player in the state of Kansas. 3 each, Ben Nicholson and Daxton Minton. 2 each, Cooper Omot, Isaiah Reed, Jackson Wandra, also Ethan Summers with 3, 2 Jackson Wandra. So that's all the scoring for Great Bend. Great Bend goes 6 of 21 from the field in the first half, 29%, 2 of 10. And that is something Steve Webster, Great Bend's broadcaster, told me, you know, we got to convert 9 of 10 threes against you guys. We want to win. They're 2 of 10 from 3, 20%. They go 8 of 9 at the free throw line in the first half, 89%, 13 rebounds. Premier leads the way with 4, and Great Bend has 10 first-half turnovers. For Emporia High, and Lee Baldwin's going to love this here at the break. Rylan Crowell has 12 on 6 of 8 shooting. Kobe Franklin has 10 on 4 of 6 shooting. So that's 10 of 14 from 2 guards. Shooting. Also scoring for Emporia High, Madden side with 5, big 3 for Madden. 2 each hole in Jacob and Harry Troke. Emporia High 14 of 24 from the field, 58%, 1 of 5 from 3, 20%, perfect 2 of 2 at the line. Emporia High rebounds the ball 11 times in the first half. They had 5 turnovers.
Those are your halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. And they have froze the halftime clock at 4 minutes, so we're going to be in a delay here with the injury to the participant of the half-court shot. So we're in a delay here at the break. Hopefully the black and red can stay locked in with this extended halftime here. We'll see how long this goes, but we'll just keep it right here for the moment. As let's give you some scores real quick. Let me get this real quick out into the group me chat. As let's get a score update. Final score, the women, Lady Hornets win tonight 89-59 over Bellevue. Former Emporia High Lady Spartan Gracie Gilpin leads the way for the Lady Hornets with 20 tonight, 40 black and gold. And the Hornets taking on Sterling, and Sterling, a really good team right now in KCAC. They upset Oklahoma Wesleyan, who's always the top favorite to win the KCAC. And let's look and see what's going on with Coach Tom Billiter's squad. And Coach Tom Billiter's squad leading by 25 at the break at Wild Auditorium, 49-24. And let's look at those stats. Armand Lewis leading the way for the Hornets with 14 points. So good first half for the Hornets as EMTs have arrived here to check on the halftime, the participant of the halftime, the half-court shot. So let's see. Did Michael Deeker send me anything? Ben D'Andrea sent me this from Hartford. Hartford girls defeat Burlingame tonight, so Ryan Thomas beats Jeff Slaters. So Ryan Thomas says Jaguars defeat Burlingame 72-26. Lauren Finnerty with 19 for Hartford, all in the first half. Also, I know I mentioned this earlier today, K-State in action tonight. They're taking on Drake. Coached by former Emporia State assistant coach Ben McCollum, the longtime assistant or the longtime head coach at Northwest Missouri, now at Drake. And they're receiving votes in the AP poll. And they're playing that at a neutral site. And Ben McCollum, and I know I heard that Drake was leading big. I haven't looked at the score yet. As I'm pulling it up, and I might be shocked. Well, I'm not shocked now. Drake leading K-State now, 43-40, with 14:11 to play in the ball game. As, ladies and gentlemen, Drake led by 20 in that first half against K-State. So K-State making a charge at T-Mobile Center. And that game's on ESPN Plus. We have no coverage on Country 101.7 FM due to our area game of the week coverage. So I'll tell you what, Ira, since you're back in Emporia, let's get a one-minute break in. We're not going to wrap up the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show yet. We're still in a delay with the half-court participant getting some treatment by EMTs and athletic training staff here at Great Bend. Let's get a two-minute break in. Let's make it 2 minutes. So we're at halftime here at Great Bend. Emporia High leading 31-22. We're back in 2 minutes with more of the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Country Mart at 1020 Merchant. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on-site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery. Get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public School System, they build futures. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th Avenue in Emporia, next to the water tower.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
and by Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Goods. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
KVOE, live and local.
Welcome back to Great Bend. Emporia High leading 31-22, and some good news. The participant of the half-court shot has been, he was positive, and when we were in the break, just kind of, he was more in shock and smiling, but he was taken off on a stretcher, so best wishes to him. You know, ankle injuries are not fun. I'll tell you that. Having something like that happen to me earlier this year. So, but this is a big second half for Emporia High. Leading 31-22 as the Spartans come out from the locker room to my right. Big first half for the black and red. It was a dogfight in the first quarter. Spartans took control, drawing charges left and right. Yeah, Harry was asking what just happened. So some of the Spartans, yeah, they're like, what happened? Why were we in the locker room so long? Well, but Emporia High. You know, both teams have to be locked in. This is going to be very interesting. With the extended halftime, how can the adjustments be made? Emporia High will move from right to left. They'll move to my left here for the second half. And Great Bend will move from left to right. They'll move to my right. So I view it here six rows above the court at Great Bend High School. One of these teams can be 4-1 after tonight. One team could be 3-2, either going into Christmas with a lot of things to work on, and one team might be 3-2 going into a dogfight with Pratt coming up on Friday, and that's two Great Bend plays on Friday. Emporia High doesn't play again until January 7th at home against Hayden. And you know what happened on Saturday if you were at Spartan Gymnasium or tuned in. Winning the Paul Terry Classic. The fellas doing that on Saturday with that win over Hayden. So Hayden will be next up for the Lady Spartans, and Spartans coming up in 3 weeks. Centennial League opener as well. So, well, before we close out the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show, one more. Another thanks to John Norford providing transportation out here to Great Bend. You're on the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV. See the staff at John Norford. Great deal better on West Highway 50. 1 minute break. Third quarter is next. Spartans in command leading 31-22 here at Great Bend. This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. We're back with a third quarter next. This is Emporia High Basketball.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, the savings are on right now with Red Tag holiday offers on new Chevy models. Get Red Tag savings on a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 RST Crew Cab 4x4 and save over $8,000 off MSRP. Or get a 2025 Chevy Trax Active with heated front seats, EvoTex interior, a heated steering wheel, black wheels, and more, all for under $26,000. Come in today to Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. The second half is next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans. Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907, online at shoalroofing.com. Shelter Insurance, for home, auto, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Insurance agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, live and local.
Back with the third quarter, Emporia High leading 31-22 in the road blacks, red lettering, red trim. It's Trelk, Jacob, Crowell, Franklin, Seidel for Emporia High. We move from right to left, move to my left, to the basket to my left. Great Bend in white's red lettering, red trim. It will go with Nicholson, Omot, Reed, Premer, and Minton. Here is Madden Seidel in the far corner. Now Kobe Franklin, right wing. Now to Nolan Jacob. Swinging up top to Harry Trelk. Now back to Jacob, right wing, far side. Emporia High looking to go to work here on possession number one. Franklin to the cup, lost it. Stolen by Premer. Premer got hot in that game 2 years ago against Emporia High here in this gym. Went for 22 all in the second half. Lob it in, Premer, tip in, missed it, missed the bunny, Premer. Rebound, Nolan Jacob. Here comes Emporia High. Crowell with a stutter step, left wing, Nolan at the top. To Franklin, inside the arc, right side. Franklin lost it, got it back though. Kobe lost it, picked up by Minton. Kobe with two turnovers here in the first minute of the third. Omok, near corner, baseline. Omok kicks it out, Reed, right wing, a three. Yes! Big three from Isaiah Reed. He's got five. It's a six-point game. Spartans up six, 31-25, 6:45 remaining in the third. Rylan Crowell, far corner. Skip pass into Madden, bumped into by Premer. Yeah, call a foul on Premer, yes. Madden bumped into him. Premer, the guilty party. His second team foul number one of quarter number three. Shively back in for the Spartans. As Colby Franklin will sit out. Maddox, got to be careful. He's in there with three. Lee Baldwin going to gamble. And they're saying Madden's too little. Madden sends a 6-4 against Premer at 6-6. Inbound, layup right side, good! Good for Rylan, assist to Harry! Hey, Crowell's got 14, one shot of a career high. Nicholson to the cup, and he lost it! Madden's going to get called with a foul, though. Madden's going to get called with a foul, trying to go for the steal. And Madden's going to get a word from the official, who laughs and walks away. Madden, with his first, team foul number one on the black and red here in the third. Ball out of bounds for Great Bend. Minton the trigger in to Nicholson in the corner. Minton left wing. Minton guard against Crowell. Omok guard against Shively. Careful. Here's a jumper by Omok. Air ball. Rebound Trelk. Here comes Emporia High up 8. 33-25. 6:15 to play. Third quarter. Nolan Jacob right wing looking to feed it. Nolan left-handed dribble. Nolan needs some help. Gets to the Madden Seidel at the top. Now Harry Trelk here near side. Harry looking to go to work. Harry gets it off Nolan Jacob. Skip past the Seidel at the top. Caught it with one hand. Madden guard against Nicholson. Hits it off to Rylan. Rylan at the top. Rylan trying to get a pick. Now Premer's on Rylan. Rylan out to Shively here near corner. 5:43 to play third quarter. Spartans up 8 to a cutting Seidel to Nolan. Layup good. No, they're going to get Madden with a charge. No.
Wait, they said blocking foul. They waved the shot off. Foul on Great Bend. It's on Reed, his first. Team foul number two. Reed was trying to draw the charge, but it's a block on him instead. Drove to inbound to Nolan. Swing it to Shively, now up top. They get it to Harry in the far corner. Harry looking to go to work, up eight. 33-25, 5.5 to play here in the third. Ryland Crowell trying to feed it. Ryland up top to Nolan. Now Crowell back with it. Jacob with it, looking to feed it. Right wing. Nolan, left-handed dribble, up top side of Madden. Shot faking. Gets it to Ryland. Now here's Harry here near side. Troke looking to feed it. To Ox at the elbow, left side. Madden at the top. Shot faking. Now to Nolan here near wing. Emporia High going to run this offense patiently. Into Madden at the left elbow. Madden needs some help. Double team. Madden looking to go to work. Turnaround jumper from 13. It crawled in! It crawled in on him! He's got seven! And Emporia High up 10, 35-25. 4:44 to play here in the third. To Reed here on the near wing. Bounce pass the cutting. Oh, Mark missed it. Rebound. Got it back. And he sticks it back up and in. Oh, Mark sticks it back in for four. He's got four. Back to eight. 35-27 Emporia High. 4:25 to play here in the third. Harry at the right elbow. Harry looking to go to work inside. Harry in the lane. Harry needs some help. Out kicks it out. Ryland Crown right wing. Ryland looking to go to work. Step back three. Missing. Rebound tap. It's into the hands of Ryland. He got it back, though. No, Madden now baseline. Madden wants a three left wing. Too strong. Omar with the rebound. For Great Bend. Here comes Great Bend. Halfway gone by third quarter. Spartans up 8, 35-27. Here's an Omar screen. Omar at the top. Omar looking to lob it in to Premier. Low post left side. Premier going to work. Turn around the hook. Too strong. But he will get two free throws for the number one tight end in the state of Kansas. Foul is on Nolan Jacob. Nolan's third. Nolan doing all the dirty work tonight for Emporia High, defending Premier. Nolan's third, team foul number two. Premier will go to the line. He's got 7 and 4. Looking to score his first point of the third. Free throw in and out. Franklin and Harrington in for Crowell and Seidel. Only subs there for during that dead ball. Premier with one more, looking for eight. Averages 22 and 11. He was coming in at 8 of 12 from the line. Second one. Too strong. Nolan Jacob, big boy rebound. 3:46 to play. Third quarter. Spartans up 8. Two big misses from Premier. Harry Trubb, right wing. Harry looking to go to work to Harrington. Now Kobe Franklin. Now Nolan. Franklin at the top. Swing it to Harry Trubb. Back to Kobe. Swing it around the horn. Franklin back with it. Top of the key. Back to Harry Trubb. And then a steal. Omar stole it away. Stole it away and laid it up. Right side. Took it in transition and laid it in. Omar with six. It is down to six. 35-29. 3:13 to play in the third. Spartans with the lead. Needs something on this end of the floor. Harry Trout feeds it to Chase Harrington at the elbow. And the Kobe. Kobe floater on the way. Yes! Yes! Underhanded hook shot for Kobe. He ties a career high with 12 now. Back to 8, 37-29, under 3 to play here in the third. Spartans looking for a stop. Omar against Shively. Omar almost got it stolen away by Shively. Oh, he bumped into Shively. Lee Baldwin put two hands on his head, and Ox just called with his fourth personal foul, team foul number 3. And this is physical here tonight here from Great Bend. Shively's fourth, team foul number 3 on Emporia High. Shively will lead the lineup. Ryland Crowell back in. 2:46 to play here in the third. Spartans up 37-29. As Minton looking in, valid baseball pass. They look in to Nicholson's 13-footer straight on. That's too strong. Rebound, Kobe Franklin. Kobe Franklin with the rebound for the black and red. Leading by 8, trying to get back up 10. Kobe across the Panther logo at the... across the timeline here at midcourt. Kobe back with it, now right wing. Kobe a left-handed dribble, now over to Nolan Jacob in the near corner. Nolan looking to go to work. The Ryland Crown right wing, 2:20 to play in the third. Spartans up 8, 37-29. Franklin right baseline against Omar. jumper for Colby. It's in! It's in from 15! Colby Franklin, a new Emporia High career high with 14. And Nicholson got fouled on the floor. It is a 10-point game, 39-29, 2:06 to play. They will get Rylan Crowell with a foul. No, instead, it's on Colby Franklin. That's his third. Team foul number four as Franklin comes out as Josh Rios will come in. Minton looking to baseball pass it in. He does it again to Nicholson right elbow. Nicholson looking to go to work. Kicks it out to Omok right wing. 2:01 to play in the third. Premer at the free throw line. 39-29 Spartans. Premer going to work. Almost got his pocket picked. Nicholson left corner of three. Too strong. Nolan Jacob. Another big rebound from the senior. Here come the Spartans. Josh looking to attack. Josh shot fake. Puts it up. No. But Josh is going to get two free throws here with 1:43 to play in the third. Black and red up 10. Foul is on Premer. That's number three on Premer. Team foul number three, and Josh Rios, two big free throws here for the 6'2 senior. Josh looking again to the book. Josh, one of two on the season. First one up, it's in and out. And it's Seidel back in for the Spartans. Nolan Jacob going to get a big breather. Big breather for Nolan, who's playing his heart out tonight. Second one for Josh. Short rebound, Premer. His fifth rebound. 39-29 Spartans. 1:38 to play here in the third. Omar, baseline, right side. Guarded against Troke. Man-to-man. Kicks it out to Mitten. Now Premer with it. Swing around Nicholson, far wing. Nicholson looking to go to work. Baseline. Kicks it out. Omar left wing against Growl. Man-to-man. Wandra. Now Mitten, right wing. Mitten looking to attack. Mitten lays it up. Miss! Rebound Premer! And he cleaned it up and in! Premer going to do all the dirty work for Great Bend. He's got 9 and 6 boards. 8-point game. 39-31, nearing a minute to play. Here in the third stands up from Great Bend. Chase Harrington, far wing. Emporia High needs every answer in this game. Crowell looking to go to the cup. Layup left side. No, they're going to call him a steps. Basket would have counted if he would have drawn a foul on Nicholson. So Rylan with a travel. Rylan with 14. On the night. Great Bend down 8, 39-31, 50 seconds to play here in the third. From the Panther Fieldhouse, Spartans trying to get a split out of here tonight. Nicholson and a foul on Madden. 15 foul on the Spartans. And it's free throws. Madden second. 15 foul to third. And that will send Nicholson to the line. Nicholson with 3 points. Nicholson with 3 on the night. He's got 3 rebounds as well. He's 3 of 4 on the season at the line. This is critical situation here towards the end of the quarter number 3. First one for Nicholson. Swish, home. He's got 4. Looking for 5. He can cut it to 6. Emporia High's led by as many as 10 here in the third. Trying not to see what happened what 2 years ago. Second one for Nicholson, nothing but nylon. He's got 5. Harrington out as Shively back in. 40.8 to play here in the third. Reed comes back in for Great Bend. Wandra will sit down. Nolan Jacob didn't get to the table quick enough. Well, 37 seconds to play here in the third. 39-33, Emporia High. Rylan Crowell gets to the sidle to a cutting Josh and throw it away. Madden just, Josh was about a step behind. As Jacob back in for Emporia High. Actually, Chase Harrington comes in for Madden. 28.6 remaining here in the third. Spartans still with a 6-point advantage. Great Bend going to pick it up 3/4 of the way. Omok bringing it up the floor. Premer screen. Lob it. And they just threw it away. They were looking for the lob to Premer and turned it over. Break there for the Spartans. Omok too deep on that pass. 21.2 to play in the third. Jacob in and Seidel in as Harrington and Rios out.
with 21.2 to play here in the third. Spartans still leading by six. And a steal by Great Ben Minton. Premer kicks it out. Minton lost a handle, lost it again. It's going by Harry. 8 seconds, 6 seconds, and Poirier, I gotta go. 4 seconds. Harry. And they called palming with 1 second remaining in the third. Great Ben will have 1 second to work with. Rios and Harrington back in as Seidel and Jacob coming out. 1 second remaining, third stanza. Spartans up six. This is basically a catch and shoot situation for Great Ben. Mint looking to inbound. Mint inbounds to Reed, top of the key, a three. He hit it. Oh my. Reed with a big three, and the Spartans go into the fourth with a 39-36 lead. We're back in a minute with the fourth. This is Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. By Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. And by Napa, your reliable auto parts store here in Emporia since 1944. Stop by your locally owned Napa store and keep things running. 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs, from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing.
Welcome back to Great Ben. Fourth quarter underway. Great Ben with the ball. Omok, now Reed, who had that big three from the top a few moments ago. Omok, a long two, in and out, rebound, Premer. Premer sticks it back up and missed it. Rebound, Reed, put back, Nin. Oh, my. 9-0, Great Ben run is down to one. Reed with a stick back, he's got 10. 1 point game. Spartans got to go to work. And the Bryland missed the bunny, got it back, and missed the bunny. He missed two opportunities from point blank. Rebound Nicholson. And Great Ben trying to go up front for the first time since 10-8. And Nolan with a steal. Nolan with a steal, and he stepped on the baseline. Oh, my. Great Ben, 9-0 run. After the Spartans led 39-29. Great Ben with the ball. Minton inbound up top to Omok. Omok with a read screen. And an offensive foul, they got him with an illegal pick. Great Ben fans not gonna love it. Reed's second, team foul number one. .702 remaining. Spartans up 39-38. Great Ben on a 9-0 run right now. Ryland Crowell with an asylum here near wing. And Poirier High get in to Franklin, and the pass was too deep. Stolen by Reed. Great Ben looking to go to work. Nicholson, hook shot, no. He gets two free throws with 6:47 remaining. One official is going to say it's on Madden. Does this other one say yes? And it's on Madden. Seidel's third, team foul number one. And Nicholson in the line. First one good, 10-0 run. Ends the, a race to 10-point lead for the black and red. And Great Ben looking for its first lead since 10-8. And Nicholson hit them both. He's got seven. And Great Bend with his first lead since 10-8. 40-39, 6:41 remaining. Emporia High got to go to work. They were up 10. It's an 11-0 Great Bend run. Kobe Franklin. And it's deflected off Premer. Stays with Emporia High in front court. The Spartans need something on this end of the floor. Down one. They've trailed by two. They throw it in as Harry Troke with it in backcourt. Gets it in the front court to Kobe Franklin. Kobe looking to go work right wing back to Troke. Harry only with 2 points tonight. Seidel at the top. Kobe, 14-footer straight away. Yes, and the foul. Hook in the horn for Kobe. 16 for him. Spartans back on top. Looking for 17. Foul is on who? Foul is on Reed, his third. Team foul number two on Great Bend. Free throw coming up for Franklin. 16 for him. Looking to get 17. Big free throw here for the Spartans. Free throw is in and out. Premer rebound. Spartans need a stand. 6:10 remaining, up 41-40. Minton to Omak near corner. Back to Minton to Reed at the elbow. Now he's on the right wing. Takes a lob. And the three is missing. Rebound tap. Premer with it. Guess who? Premer sticks it back up. Missed it. Got his own rebound, though. Sticks it back up and in. Got the and one. And Premer gonna do this all day. He did it 2 years ago in this gym. And Emporia High held him to 10 last year. Foul is on Jacob, his fourth. Team foul number two. And Premer's got 11, looking for 12. As Seidel out, Harrington back in, and Nolan Jacob in there with four. And Premer, 11 and 10. He's at his average on the rebounds, but not the points. 42-41, Great Bend. Premer's free throw is missing. Rebound, Crowell. Big miss there for Great Bend. They only have a one-point advantage, 42-41, 5:45 remaining. Emporia High doesn't necessarily need a three. Harry White ring a three. He hit it! He hit it! Big boy three for Harry. He's got five. That's a John Newland with Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Emporia three. Member SIPC. Spartans back on top. 44-42. 5:37 remaining. And a full timeout called. Let's get a 30 in. Spartans up to 44-42. 5:37 remaining. We're back in 30. This is Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, live and local.
Spartans get a big three from Harry Troke to put the black and red back up, 44-42 with 5:37 remaining against a 10th-ranked team in 5A. Spartans have led by as many as 11 in this game, led by 10, and then had that 11-0 Great Bend run. Great Bend will have it in backcourt. Minton, or actually it's Omak, Reed, Nicholson, Premer, and Minton. Spartans looking for a stand. Leading by two. Premer, top of the key. Premer looking to go to work. Premer looking to attack. Double team. Dish it off to Reed, and he missed the shot. And Harry's going to get called with a foul. And they're going to blow the whistle a lot here in the final stanza. Harry's second. Team foul number three on Emporia High here in the fourth. It's ball out of bounds. Or are they lining up for free throws? Yes. And Isaiah Reed, who had that big three at the end of the third quarter, is going to go to the line for two free throws. He's got 10 points on the evening. Only averages three. Had a career-high 15 against Larned last year. The first one up is too hard. That's a big miss for the homestanding Panthers. Seidel back in for Emporia High. Harrington will come out. That's a big miss here with 5:20 remaining. Mark it down. Mark it down. Reed looking for one more. Got a box out here if you're the black and red. Second one is good for Reed. He's got 11. That ties team high for Great Bend. 44-43 Emporia High. 5:17 remaining on some press put on by Great Bend. Emporia High got to get across the timeline. They do. Ryland Crowell, here's a trap here near side to Franklin here near wing. Colby, he's fouled. And that is the third team foul on Great Bend here in the fourth. Foul will be against Minton, his second. Team foul number three. And Nolan Jacob to play it right here in front of me. I did see his mom here. Harry Troke with it. Gets it across the Panther logo, across the timeline here at Great Bend. 5 minutes remaining. Spartans up one. Harry, right wing to Nolan in the far corner. Takes the three and missed it. Rebound picked up by Minton. Here comes Great Bend down one. Spartans looking for a stand. In man to man, Nicholson, skip pass. Omok, far corner. Omok on the wing, steps in for a jumper. It's too strong. Primer up for the rebound. And a short should have been called. A short should have been called on Primer.
Primer.
As Primer in there doing all the dirty work again. He's got 13 and Great Bend back on top. 45-44, 4:20 remaining as Nolan was trying to draw a charge. Franklin here near wing. Don't necessarily need a three. Just find anything that you can get. Harry Truck right wing. A critical 4:05 remaining in this game. 45-44, Great Bend. Ryland Crowell here near wing trying to feed it. 1-3-1 for Great Bend defensively. Harry Troke to Seidel. Nolan in the corner, far side. Out to Troke. Now Ryland with it. Ryland, bounce pass to Franklin. Ryland wide open for three here near wing. He hit it! He hit it! Big three from Ryland! Franklin the assist. 17 for Crowell. Minton, crazy shot, no, from the baseline. He is fouled with 3.5 remaining. Ryland's three. John Newland with Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Emporia, member SIPC. Ryland career high 17. 47-45. Spartans leading with 3.5 remaining. Foul on Harry, his third. Team foul number four. And that will send Minton to the free throw line. First one up too hard. Oh boy, the free throw line going to haunt Great Bend here down the stretch. Still a 2-point advantage for the black and red. Minton with one more. He's only got two on the night. All first team whack quarterback. Second one, good. He's got four. 47-46 Emporia High. 3:28 remaining. Spartans need something on this end of the floor. Great Ben Celeste. Two fouls to give. Here's Colby to Nolan inside to Franklin in the lane. They're going to get Colby with a blocking foul as Reed to the deck. And it's two free throws for Colby. Reed, his fourth. Team foul number four here in the fourth. And Colby Franklin, and it's going to be ball out. Now, is it free throws? Yes. All right. Big free throws for Emporia High with 3:16 remaining. Franklin, a Emporia High career high of 16. Lee Baldwin giving some instructions to his team. Colby Franklin, 6'1 senior. Transferred in from Texas. Nothing but net on the first. Ice in his veins is Colby. He's got 17 looking for 18. Harrington back in for Seidel. One more for Colby. He had them both. Big boy free throws from Colby. He's got 18. 3-point Spartan advantage. 49-46. 3:10 remaining. Ian Primer's going to bring it up the floor. Emporia High man to man. Primer looking to go to work against Nolan right baseline. Out to Reed right wing against Chase. Spins. Hook shot. Too strong. Rebound. Loose. Loose. It's Emporia High's. They're saying black ball. They said it's our ball. That's our ball. He said, the official said black ball.
Oh, and they're going to say it's tipped. Inbounds to Reed. Reed low post out to Omok. As Premier missing from point blank on that. They're going to say it was out of bounds. Here's Minton. Minton inside. Minton turnaround jumper from 13. Too strong. Minton rebound. Put back good. Oh, my. Minton with 6 1-point game. 49-48. 2.5 remaining. I swear I thought the official said black ball. And a steal. No. It's loose. Loose. Stolen by Omok. Omok gets in. Premier, easy layup from the left side. Oh my, Premier gonna do the dirty work. He's got 15, 50, 49, Great Bend, 2:10 remaining. Spartans need an answer. Kobe Franklin, did he get timeout? He did. Great Bend fired up. 50, 49, Great Bend, 2:07 remaining. Spartans have the ball in front court. They get a foul on Kobe? Okay, they said Colby got a timeout. They said Colby called a timeout. They said Colby called a timeout. Let's just keep it right here. 2:07 remaining. Spartans down a point, 50-49. Burlingame boys defeat Hartford tonight, 63-39. Burlingame boys 4-1 on the season. Being a good Hartford team, that's four. That was 4-1 coming into the night. 2:07 remaining. Spartans down one with the basketball. It's Trelk, Jacob, Seidel, Crowell, and Franklin. They have the ball in front court. Both teams, next foul committed by either team puts them in the bonus. The rest of the way. Great Bend sends out Nicholson, Omok, Reed, Minton, Premier. Premier with 15 and 12 to lead the way for Great Bend. Wherever Ian Premier goes for football, he's going to be big. Emporia High with the ball. Don't necessarily need a three. Nolan Jacob, right side full court. 2 minutes of play. Spartans down 50-49. Rylan Crowell, here, top, to Harry, back to Crowell. 1-3-1. Rylan, left wing a three, it's short. Rebound, Premier. You didn't need to force it, Rylan. Premier with his 13th board. Spartans looking for a stand, 100 seconds to go. 50-49, Great Bend. Minton, timeout, Kyle Creed. Full, let's get a 30 in. We'll come back in 30. 1:33 remaining. Spartans down one, 50-49. This is Spartan basketball.
This will be a full timeout.
Now let's just keep it right here. 1:33 remaining. Spartans down one, 50-49. As this is a critical minute 33 of this basketball game. If Great Bend falls in this game, it'll be their second consecutive loss. Well, Emporia High trying to win their third in a row. They lost last Tuesday night by 6 points on their home floor to Spring Hill. Black and Red trying to get a second road win. Troke, Jacob, Harrington, Crowell, and Franklin for the Black and Red. Great Bend going to send out probably Nicholson, Omok, Reed, Minton, and Premier. And that will be the five for the red and white. Minton inbound to the left of his own bench. Inbounds to Premier. Premier gets to the Omok left wing, fires a three, hit it. Hit it. Oh my. Omok with nine. Great Bend, largest lead of the game now at 53-49. 1:18 remaining. Spartans got to go. Harry Trout gets in the front court. Rylan Crowell, left wing. Spartans got to go. Got to go. 70 seconds remaining, down four. Harrington out to Nolan. Harry, left wing, extra pass. Crowell in the corner for three. Short. Rebound Ryland, though. He got it back. He got it back. Urgency. Frank Lynch here, drop, called off. Premier rebound. Oh, my. Spartans have had their chances down the stretch. Nicholson across the timeline. Right wing fouled with 45 seconds remaining. Colby Franklin for 15 foul. Nicholson the line for two. Spartans had their opportunities. And Cooper Olmock just might have put a dagger with that three in the corner out of the timeout. And Ben Nicholson will shoot two. Free throw on the way. Good. Eight for him. Makes it five at the moment. 54-49. Seidel in for Harrington. Second one for Nicholson. In and out. Rebound Franklin. Poria High got to go. They're down five. Crowell across the timeline. Crowell to Seidel. Seidel needs some help. Ryland left wing. Extra pass Franklin. Franklin. Crowell left wing a three. It dropped out. Rebound Reed. And they're going to say it's a foul. And Great Bend is going to win this basketball game. They can feel it. The students love it too. Foul on Franklin. And he is done. Colby with a career high 18 tonight. And good sportsmanship from Colby Franklin. Just high-fived everyone on the Great Bend bench. That is great sportsmanship from the senior Colby Franklin. Great sportsmanship. Reed to the line. Free throw on the way. Good. 12 for Reed. He's been a difference maker in the second half. 10th ranked team in 5A got a scare tonight. And Emporia High has to play one more whack opponent, January 10th at Spartan Gymnasium against Hayes. Second one good for Reed. 13 for him. 7-point lead. 56-49, 25 seconds to go. And Omar nearly had a steal on Ryland. Oh, the Spartans. 2 years ago had an 11-point lead in the first half, led by 10. Crowell here in the near corner, in the Shively jumper off, Premier rebound. That's going to do it. That's going to do it. Lee Baldwin saying back off. And a steal. Airy lost it. 6 seconds. Well, Emporia High had their chances. Number 10 in 5A got a scare a night from the Emporia High Spartans. And the Spartans fall here, 56-49 to Great Bend. And this Great Bend team, and I will say it right now, just like Lee Baldwin said in pregame, this team could be playing in the weekend at White Auditorium. Take a break. Champions Landing postgame show is next. Spartan fall to Great Bend, 56-49. This is Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, and best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive at 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford Lincoln and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Feed your hunger, quench your thirst at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial. Repairs for your RV for over 25 years. The RV Dock.
This is Emporia High Spartan Sports. It's time for the Champions Landing postgame show. Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill,
Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. Once again, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Oh, the Spartans fall here on a heartbreaker, 56-49 here at Great Bend. Emporia High held a 39-29 lead there in the third and only score 10 points the rest of the way. And I can tell you that three at the end of the third quarter by Isaiah Reed turned a six-point game to three. Studio engineer Iris Renteria, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Sweep by Great Bend here tonight as Emporia High falls to 3-2 on the season. Great Bend definitely going to be playing in the 5A tournament coming up in March. I knew they were going to have a run in them, and Spartans up 10. Feeling good about themselves, but just could not finish as Great Bend just took over down the stretch and win this basketball game 56-49. Emporia High gets outscored in the second half 34-18. That's a big difference in ball games. You get outscored by double digits there in the second half. That's what changes ball games. You know, Emporia High had a 31-22 lead at the break and get outscored by 16. So a 9-point lead, get outscored by 16, going to fall by 7. Lee Baldwin said it in pregame. And you get to that magic number of 53. Well, in both of their losses, 40 and 49. So the black and red will have some work to do. 3 weeks away. They'll get Hayden again to open up Centennial League play. There are two huge Centennial League games for the black and red before the midseason tournament. You play Hayden, who you just beat by 16. And then you play Washburn Rural, where you went to overtime with them last year, where River Peters and Sheldon Stewart combined to go for 34-28 last year. There are a lot of big games for this team coming up in the month of January. And who knows who they will draw in the Blue Stem Classic in El Dorado. Wichita Trinity's in there. Collegiate's in there. Goddard's in there. El Dorado. Capen. You just never know who you're going to draw. You're the black and red. These games are big, and this one was a big one tonight, and they just fall short here. They're combined 13 points away from being undefeated, but they fall to Great Bend here tonight, 56-49. Let's take a break. When we come back, the Champions Landing postgame show continues. Stats, player of the game, play of the game, and we'll get Lee Baldwin here in a few moments. Spartans fall to Great Bend, 56-49. We're back with stats, play, and player of the game next. This is Spartan Basketball.
Hi, this is Jeremy Rusko, owner of Champions Landing. Are you looking for a new place to go to lunch or dinner? Maybe for a business lunch or a nice evening out? Try Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. We've got a great menu featuring salads, burgers, sandwiches, and more. Look us up on Facebook for daily specials. We're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the week with a new weekend brunch menu starting at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday in Champs Bar and Grill. Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize, where everyone is welcome.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Country Mart at 1020 Merchant. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on-site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery. Get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public School System, they build futures. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th Avenue in Emporia, next to the water tower.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle.
KVOE, live and local.
Welcome back to Great Bend. Emporia High falls 56-49 to Great Bend, a 10th-ranked team in 5A. They're now 4-1. They play Pratt at Pratt on Friday. Emporia High will have some work to do before January 7th, taking on their Centennial League foes, Hayden, at Spartan Gymnasium. Emporia High, their schedule in the month of January, you're only going to see the Spartans in Spartan Gymnasium twice. They will play Hayden and Hayes first full week back in January. Spartans won't be back at home until February 7th, and they take on Manhattan because they go to Washburn Roll, then the Blue Stem Classic in El Dorado, and they play Wichita Independent and then Topeka High. Lady Spartans, you have a chance to see them twice and then the Glacier's Edge tournament in the month of January. But plenty of opportunities to see the Black and Red in February, as there are four home doubleheaders in the month of February. Well, let's go over our game stats brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Final score from Lebo. Lebo defeats Madison tonight on the boys' side, 52-41. A split in Lebo for between Madison and Lebo. Game stats, first for Great Bend, Ian Premer. Well, 20-plus Division I football offers. Double-double, 15 points, 14 rebounds. Isaiah Reed, the biggest difference maker in this basketball game, 13 points, big three at the end of the third quarter. Also scoring, Cooper Omok, who had 9 tonight. 8 from Ben Nicholson. He went 5 of 6 from the charity stripe. Daxton Minton with 6. And Ethan Summers with 3. Great Bend, 17 of 46. 37%, 5 of 15 from 3, that's an even 33. Great Bend goes 17 of 24 from the free throw line for 71%, 31 rebounds for Great Bend, Premer with 14, and 14 turnovers for Great Bend. For Emporia High, an 11-point lead in the first half, led by as many as 10 in the second half. Two in double figures, led by Kobe Franklin with 18. He goes 7 of 10 on the night from the field. 17 from Rylan Crowell. 8 of 16 from the field for Rylan. 5 from Harry Troke. 2 Nolan Jacob. Madden Seidel also with 7. Spartans still shoot good from the field tonight, as they were 21 of 41 for 51%. But again, the three-point line, the Achilles heel in this basketball game. 3 of 13 for the Spartans from beyond the arc, 23%. Spartans go to the line 7 times. They go 4 of 7 for 57%. And Great Bend out-rebounds Emporia High big. Like I said, 31 to 22. 5 rebounds for Nolan to lead the way. 16 turnovers for the Black and Red. Game stats brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. It's time now for our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance for Auto, Home, Life, or Business Insurance. See Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6. I'm going with this Harry Troke 3 that put the Spartans up 44-42 in the fourth quarter. That was a big shot at a big time. But Ryland also, well, we'll go Co. We'll go Ryland's 3 to give them back a lead at 47-45. So Harry Troke and Ryland Crowell's threes in the fourth quarter, giving the Spartans leads in the fourth quarter. That's our plays of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance for auto, home, life, or business insurance. See Shelter Agent County, Madrano, 722 West 6. Time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, a Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Pick our player of the game next after a 30-second break from Toso Family Eye Care. Spartans fall 56-49, Great Bend. We're back in 30. This is Spartan Basketball.
Did you know that 80% of what we remember is visual? Make some great memories this holiday season and beyond when you visit Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso handles all general eye care and management of eye disease. At Toso Family Eye Care, you'll find unique frames and a variety of contact lenses to help you look and see your best this season. Call 620-342-6282 to make an appointment. Find them on Facebook or online, tosofamilyeyecare.com.
Our Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game honors. We're handing those out to Colby Franklin tonight. He goes for an Emporia High career high 18. As Colby, all big tonight, 18 points for him. Colby Franklin, our Player of the Game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, a Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And joined now by Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin. And coach, opportunities there in the fourth quarter. And you guys were leading there 49-47. Let me look at the iPad real quick. 49-46. Colby makes those two free throws to put you guys up three. Great Bend ends the game on a 10-0 run. Just really couldn't get a stop down the stretch.
No, we couldn't. We tried everything we could. We couldn't stop the best player on the floor. Couldn't get a rebound, and for the end of the day, that's why they won and we lost. And it's kind of been the same thing the last 3 years. These games go right down to the wire and they pull them out and we don't. So yeah, it's too bad, because for three quarters we were the better team, and then, you know, unfortunately in the fourth quarter Primer put him on his back and said, I'm the best dude out here and I'm gonna go take over.
15 and 14 for Primer tonight.
I thought we did a really good job on him for three quarters, but he's just so much stronger and bigger than the rest of our guys, and you know. And then even when he catches the ball in the middle of the floor, we have 10 eyeballs on him, and you know, we have to give up some shots to some other guys that he didn't hit in the first half, and they did in the second.
Well, I could tell you, it wasn't just a. Primer was going to get his points tonight, but Isaiah Reed, you know, they're missing their second best players out with a broken nose. Isaiah Reed, he hit that three at the end of the third quarter, turned a six-point game to three, and I just felt like that was the momentum swinger there.
Yeah, that was a big shot. You know, we were trying to take Primer away on the lob, and, you know, sometimes we just got to hope other guys miss shots when you have a player like that on the floor, and, you know, he hit a couple big threes in the second half that he didn't hit in the first half. And, you know, sometimes you got to live with those, and that's what happened there.
Well, Coach, you got to like what you got from Colby Franklin tonight with 18. Ryland Crowell goes for a career-high 17 as well. So that's two guards doing some good things. And Ryland was getting to the bucket, so was Colby. But those two really carried you guys tonight.
Yeah, Kobe played really well offensively in the first half. You know, like Ryland's got a chance to be an all-league type of player. You know, had a great game offensively. Just, you know, a couple rebounds go a different way, and we're going home with a win. So it's a tough way to go into break, but, you know, as I told him in the locker room, hopefully we have the right mindset with the next week and a half off and come back hungry and ready to go.
Well, guys, get some time off and get back to work, and hey, you get to see Hayden again.
Yeah, they'll be ready for us for sure after break.
Yeah, they will. That'll be a fun one coming back after Christmas, league opener. It just seems like the battles continue between you guys and Hayden.
Yep, it'll be an interesting game for sure.
Coach, let you go. Safe travels back to Emporia. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Talk to you again in a couple weeks.
You too, Dylan. Thank you very much.
That's Emporia High Spartan Coach Lee Baldwin joining us here in postgame. Spartans fall to Great Bend, 56-49. One more break. We'll come back with final thoughts here from Great Bend. It's a Great Bend sweep over Emporia High tonight. And it's the Great Bend girls defeating Emporia High 31-21. Great Bend boys picking up the win 56-49. Back one final time in a moment. This is Spartan Basketball.
We mean it when we say everyone is welcome at Champions Landing. This is Jeremy Rusko, and I'd like to personally invite you to check out all that we have to offer, from Champs Bar and Grill to Champs Coffee Shop to all of our amenities. You can rent one of our spacious rooms for a meeting or private party. Fridays, make reservations for steak night from 5:30 to 7:30, or enjoy our new weekend brunch menu in Champs Bar and Grill starting at 10:30 a.m. every Saturday and Sunday. Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize, where everyone is welcome. Champions Landing, 1801 Rural Street.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show. RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities.
This is Emporia High Spartan Sports. It's time for the Champions Landing postgame show. Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. Once again, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Lady Spartans fall 31-21. Spartans fall 56-49. Give you some scores real quick. We're going to try to wrap it up here from Great Bend. Lebo with a split tonight in Lebo. Lebo girls, as Madison defeating Lebo tonight on the girls' side, 51-46. Jalen Weekly with 20. Sage Hadley with 27. Lebo defeating the Madison boys, 52-41. Other scores that we have: Hartford girls defeat Burlingame tonight, 72-26. Burlingame boys defeat Hartford tonight, 63-29. We'll try to get you some other scores for you. Say a Hornet sweep tonight at Wyatorium, as the Lady Hornets defeating Bellevue tonight, 89-59, led by Gracie Gilpin with 20. Hornets defeating Sterling tonight, 86-63. Armand Lewis with 16 to lead the way for the Hornets. Hornets play again on Friday at Wyatorium against Rockhurst. Ladies Hornets play Saturday at Lincoln, former MIAA foe.
At T-Mobile Center, Ben McCollum and the Drake Bulldogs defeat Kansas State in overtime, 73-70. Wow. K-State loses at a neutral site game in Kansas City, and the Wildcats, they go to Koch Arena on Saturday to face Wichita State. Much improved basketball team are the Shockers. And I will say that. So there are some scores. We'll try to get other high school scores for you on KVOE.com. Well, final comments. Oh, that's a tough night at the office for the Black and Red here, 2+ hours away from home, as they fall to Great Bend. Girls fall 31-21, fall to 0-5. Spartans fall 56-49. They're 3-2. Both teams get into the holiday break with some rest, because this was 5 games in an 11-day span. 2 road games of over 2+ hours. The opener against Liberal tonight, and then 3 games in the Paul Terry Classic last week. This is a well-deserved break for both teams heading into the holiday break. So Final comments. Well, going back to the drawing board and opening the 2025 portion of the basketball season in 3 weeks. You got Hayden coming up in 3 weeks on January 7th at Spartan Gymnasium. Centennial League opener for both teams. And Hayden. And the Hayden girls are good. We saw that the other day at Spartan Gymnasium. And the Hayden boys, you know, they were tight-knit with the Spartans through three quarters, and the Spartans had that 12-0 run, and Hayden's going to remember that heading into Spartan Gymnasium 3 weeks from tonight. It's a Centennial League opener, and we're just going to keep it right here. Blake Cripps is about to sign off, and I'm about to sign off here, so I'm going to wait for Iris. But we've seen some good things from both the Lady Spartans and the Spartans here in the first five games of the regular season. You know, Emporia High on the girls' side, just two opportunities here within the last few days to go ahead and try to get in the win column. You know, fell by five on Friday to Wichita Trinity, and falling here tonight by 10 to Great Bend. Boys, we know what they can do. Anyone can score. But it's time to get a little breather for everybody and get ready to go for Centennial League play opening up January 7th. Spartans have two Centennial League doubleheaders before midseason tournaments. They'll play Hayden at Washburn Rural, and then they have a non-conference doubleheader with Hayes on January 10th, so 3.5 weeks away from that. So real quickly, need to thank all of our sponsors. Can't thank them enough for all they do for us. And again, another special thanks to John North Ford providing transportation out here to Great Bend. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. Well, special thanks to Iris Renteria for running the show back at the KVOE Studios in Emporia. We didn't have to go to Plan B. We did lose connection while we were in pregame with Coach Lee Baldwin, but we were able to get it back and stay solid through this one. So thanks, Iris, for all your hard work for me tonight. So, and I know you'll hear from me again over the next couple weeks or so, but next Spartan broadcast, January 7th, it's the Centennial League opener with Hayden, the Spartan Gymnasium. We'll have the games for you here on KVOE, RV Doc pregame show, January 7th at 5:45, Cruel Step at 6, and the boys to follow. Once again, thanks to Iris. I'm Dylan Sherwood, and hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll talk to some of you guys. I'll hear from some of you here in the next couple weeks here in 2024. If you don't tune in to KVOE the next couple of weeks, and you're just wanting to hear a Spartan basketball game, you're going to have to wait until January 7th. 3 weeks from tonight, we'll be back with Spartan basketball. So, Emporia High, Hayden, January 7th, next broadcast. Thanks to Iris. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in to Emporia High Basketball here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Bidding you a good evening from the Panther Fieldhouse at Great Bend High School. It's a Great Bend sweep, as Great Bend defeats the Emporia High girls 31-21. Great Bend defeats the Emporia High boys 56-49. You've been listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.